Okay, yesterday we basically finished with mikveh, with the snow, with the ice, and all that stuff. Okay, so before that, we were starting the dinim of bris milah. Now, there's a biblical mitzvah in the Torah for a father to circumcise his son. The mitzvah is really on the father. The father really has to do the bris. But, be pretty bad. So the father can make a shliach, who's the moyel, to do the bris on his child. Now there's a few interesting things, about a bris. How do we know, where does it say in Torah, where to do the bris? Maybe you do it on the nose. It says, "Beyayim hashmini yimol besar orlosei." You should do the bris on his orlo. How do you know which part of the body it is? So the Gemara learns it out from another pasuk. It says in one of the psukim, "Arel zochar," an uncircumcised male. So therefore, from there, the Gemara learns out that the place of the bris is what differentiates a male from female, and that's how the Gemara learns out that you do the bris where you do it. Now the bris has to be on the eighth day. B'yom hashmini yimol besar losei. If you do it before the eighth day, it's not really valid. Sometimes you have to redo what's called hatofes tambis, but we'll get into that. Now, therefore we said the father makes the moel, the shlir, he gives him the knife, and so on and so forth. Now what happens if a father did not do the bris on his child? He doesn't want to. Or, I'll give you another example, the father is not Jewish, the mother is Jewish, the kid's Jewish, the kid needs a bris, the mother wants a bris, the father agrees to the bris, okay? But he's a guy, he's not obligated to do the bris. So the din is, until the kid becomes an adult, Bezdin, meaning the city, has an obligation to get the kid circumcised. One second. If at bar mitzvah the kid, for whatever reason, didn't have a bris, so then, at bar mitzvah, the child has an obligation upon himself to get circumcised. But really, the obligation initially is on the father. If there is no father, God forbid, the father passed away. I mean, many times, years ago, you know, before the kid was born, the father even passed away. The Gemara tells about Rabbi Yechanan, the famous sage of the Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan. The Gemara says that his father passed away before he was born. His mother passed away in childbirth. He was born basically a double orphan. But you have the case, many cases, that the father passed away before the kid. So then whose obligation of the bris is it? So Sam Bezdin, meaning the community. And when the kid gets bar mitzvah, if it wasn't done, then he has to do it himself. What?
Can a non-Jewish father or grandfather be a tzaddik?
They should. The bris is too holy. The sandik is a very good, soon speak about the sandik. The sandik is the one that holds the baby at the time of the bris. The Gemara says, and that's why people always want to be sandik. There's a lot of people that pay big bucks to become sandik. In Shulchan Aruch it says that, based on the Gemara, that the one that holds the baby at the time of the bris, the sandik, is like the Kohen that brought the Ketores, the incense, every day in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says that every day was a different Kohen. They didn't have the same Kohen doing the Ketores every day. Every day was a different Kohen. Why? Because Gemara says, being Kohen, bringing the Ketores, is like a segula to become wealthy. So you want to share the wealth, so to speak. Why should one guy get all the sandikoyes? Share it with other people. So therefore it says in Shulchan Aruch, the minig is, that a person who was a sandik by one kid of a certain family should not be a sandik by the same family a second time. It's only by the same family. Now different families, you could do it, with a few exceptions. The Gemara says one exception, who could be sandik a few times by one child, is the Rav of the community. Why can the Rav of the community be the sandik many times? He says, because the Rav of the community is like a Kohen Gadol. And the din was the Kohen Gadol could bring the Ketores whenever he wanted. The Kohen Gadol, the high priest, could do it whenever he wanted. So it wasn't like a regular Kohen that every day was somebody else. Another, some pasuk can bring down parents, grandparents, even though they did it by one kid in the family, they could do it by other kids of the same family, because again, they're relatives, it's a different story. But generally speaking, when people try to get out of different people with Sonic, what?
His twin boys, could the father be Sonic for both of them, or he shouldn't?
Father could be Sonic, he could be the Moyal also, and the Sonic. The Munkacher, the Mincha Salazar, brought down that he was a Sandik and a Moyal at the same time. He was a real excellent Moyal, and he was able to hold the kid. By the way, if you think about it, it's not that difficult to do. You can hold the kid and his lap and do the bris at the same time. But again, huh? Not poor kid. Come on, they
positioning.
Yeah, it's a position. Yeah, but you can go like an expert Moyal shouldn't find it very difficult to do it. But it's interesting, Halacha says, like we said before, the obligation is on the father. The Moshe, if the father's a Moyal, he can't give it over to somebody else to do. It's his obligation. You can't do it. You know, you're not a Moyal. So you give it to somebody, the Moyal, to do. But if you're able to do it, you have to do it yourself. Right.
However, then you said, when he becomes bar mitzvah, he's responsible for himself. So, we're assuming just for a second that the community is pushing up until this kid's bar mitzvah.
No, for whatever, they didn't do it.
In the 8 days past, the day 9, the obligation's still there.
Correct. Not only that, somebody that needs a bris, let's say a kid is healthy and, you know, you could circumcise him on the 8th day. And you don't want to for convenience. Let's say the bris should be, technically could be on a Friday. And the parents decide, you know, Sunday's more people, make a bigger party, let's push off the bris to Sunday. Halachically, every day that you're supposed to do a bris and you don't, you're transgressing a positive mitzvah of the Torah. Bayeim hashmini yimo besar olasi. Now, if a kid is not healthy, yellow, whatever it is, so we'll discuss, not today, but we'll discuss it further later on about how long you have to wait after the bris. I mean, to be able to do a bris. But if a kid is able to be circumcised on time, you have to do the bris that day, and pushing it off is a is transgressing a positive commandment. So again, if the community, let's say somebody lives out in the Moondocks, you know, no community. Now the kid is 15 years old and he never had a bris. Or all the Russians that come out, you know, they do a lot of brising with the Russians, right? Especially years ago when the communists didn't let. So then the obligation is on the person himself to make sure he gets a bris. The obligation is on the community, not on the mother, by the way. The mother has no halachic obligation to circumcise the child. Because the Gemara says a person who has the obligation to be circumcised has to circumcise the child.
So the community can't put pressure on this kid, but let's say they go to the mother for everything, like, no, I don't want it.
So then let's say the kid becomes bar mitzvah.
So that's it, you wait, you try once, and that's it.
Well, they try as much as they can if they say no. Now, what happens if the father is not able to pay the moyal? Is the moyal obligated to do it for free, or can you force the community? No, I'm sorry. The Rama says the community forces the Moyal to do it for free. And other Poskim argue on that. They say, no, why should he lose money? You have to raise the money to do it. But, yeah. Okay.
So well,
okay. Okay, now there's another interesting Shaila.
Can
he
get anesthesia or just like a child?
No, an adult, you can't do a bris on an adult without anesthesia. Okay, so even though it's interesting, by a baby, halacha says, Poskim discussed this, Some people want to, you know, do local anesthesia on the baby that it shouldn't feel the pain. Halacha says you're not allowed to do it. Part of the mitzvah is the baby feeling the pain. Part of the mitzvah, that says in Poskim, Halacha, that part of the mitzvah is that the baby feels the pain. By an adult, the whole different story, it's impossible to do it. Even though there's a famous story that Rebbe brings it down in the Sicha, the Majitzer Chassidim were very big into music. The Majitzer is still around today. They're very big into music. And one of the Majitzer Rebbes, a generation or two ago, needed to do surgery, but he wasn't able to handle the anesthesia. And the doctor said, there are people that can't handle the anesthesia, but they need the surgery. They could do the surgery, but not anesthesia. And he didn't know what to do. So the Majitzer Rebbe said to them, to the doctors, put me on the operating table. Tell me before you're going to start cutting me. He sang a diggin. He went into a subconscious trance from the niggin. They did the surgery without anesthesia, and it worked out beautifully. The Rebbe brings it down in the Sikh, by the way. The story with the Majitzer. It's a famous story, but the Rebbe, I'm saying, even the Rebbe brings it down in the Sikh, that's what happened. It shows the control of the mind, that you can control it to such a way that he didn't feel the pain. But he told him, tell me when you're going to start, I'm going to go into a singadigan, and that was it. Huh? Yeah, I'm today. What? Because no, I'm saying something else. Because the baby part by baby you're talking about?
No, by adult.
By adult, they can numb it a little bit. Because by an adult, you can't do it without anesthesia. You can't. Now there's another interesting shaila. What happens if somebody needs to do a bris on Shabbos? So when the baby is born, you have to do a bris on Shabbos. And is the moyel obligated to leave his family to go away for Shabbos? Is he obligated to leave his family? He could say, listen, you have to do a bris. It's not my problem. I don't have to leave my house. Or what happens, even a bigger question. Somebody lives who knows where, and they have a bris on the second day Pesach. That means both Sedarim, both Seders, the guy's not home. So the question is he obligated to leave his house for Shabbos and for Pesach, for the Seders, and go do a bris? It's a whole discussion, Allah. Basically, he's not obligated to do it.
What if he's the only one?
So they'll do the bris Sunday. That's not, the question is, the family is not responsible because there's no other way. There are places that didn't have a moil. You know, it was in Alaska. There were certain places in Shtetlach that was that didn't have moilim, and there were a lot of kids that needed to be circumcised, but there was nobody to do it. So one time a moil came down, and they all waited, you know, that they had 20 brisin set up, and the moil came, and one day did 20 brisin, and he did it. But then there's a difference if your, what's called onus. It's not willingly. It's beyond your control. If it's beyond your control, then you're not transgressing every day a positive commandment because you're onus. But if you want to do it for convenience, you want a bigger party on Sunday or whatever, what?
What if a person is born circumcised?
If a person is born circumcised, in fact, that's in today's Chumash, God was born circumcised. Moshe Rabbeinu was born circumcised. David HaMelech was born circumcised. So then the din is, you still have to do what's called Hatofes Dam Bris. You still have to make a little prick and let blood come out, and that you can't do a bris. It's not, what? There is no obligation. You can't. They can't do it. You can't do it.
No, there's no price.
What, to take a newborn, to fly with a newborn? Not everybody, not all doctors would want you to take a newborn before the bris and fly him on a plane.
Yeah,
it's especially if they have to wear a mask. Even though he's under two, but today they'll make you wear a mask anyway. Imagine a newborn wearing a mask. I had a shayla not long ago from a guy, Chabad Shliach in Korea.
Here you go.
There was no mail, it was COVID. You couldn't even bring down the mail to the country. They didn't let anybody in. It was in Korea. They didn't let anybody in. The guy called me. What should I do? I technically can fly with the baby to America or to Europe. They're Israeli originally. Or maybe a different place. And he said, because I can't bring a moil. Lepel, what he did was, he flew with the baby to Eretz Yisrael, and they had a bris there. He had no choice. Okay, but that's, you know, very Chassidish. Yeah. Bris was on time.
So you weren't pressured into giving an answer, because I'm curious what your answer would be.
My answer was, whatever place is more convenient to go, and if you should try to go if you can. Because it wasn't the pshat, you know, with COVID, you don't know it's going to last a day, a week, a month, a year. You don't know. And in then Korea, I mean, was closed. That's it. You can get out, but you can't get in. So there's no way. Like this, all the other kids, he brought a mail and took, you know, for a day, whatever. It cost him a lot of money, but, you know, he brought a mail. But here, they couldn't know. So the guy actually, he was all over the sea, well, I don't know. He actually flew with the baby and his wife to, I think it was, I'm pretty sure he ended up in Israel, and he did a bris there.
Who tended the store?
Huh?
Who tended the store?
Who tended the store? I don't know. The other guys in Korea.
South Korea or North Korea?
In North Korea, they have too many Chabads, so it doesn't matter. They're ones pushing the nuclear thing.
Sure they are.
Mahachin is a mezzo man with a baby of mine, Kim Shiblag out there.